When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
This is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly, very hefty dose of K-pop. And that goes for us too. I feel like this Thursday is another hefty dose of news. Just stuff dropping nonstop. Sometimes we talk about anime. And sometimes we have Genshin, which is now, I just feel like it's a lie.
Yeah.
this is just like a straight up K-pop podcast. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of Gen 4 groups this week, maybe even Gen 5 news. Mm. And we'll talk a little bit about Gen 5 since we are actually in the beginning. We have, like I said, a lot of Gen 4 stuff going on. Of course, there's also some interesting stuff going on with, like, some of the OGs, like Gen 2 stuff.
Yeah.
And always, there's always a little bit of BTS and Stray Kids stuff going on. But, Gen 4 girl groups, we'll be talking about, like, NMIX, NewJeans, aespa. There's a lot of aespa stuff going on, too. Mm-hmm. But before that, if you're tuning in, wherever you're tuning in, please give us a like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, follow, whatever you got to do. Remember, it's the Permission to Stand podcast, and we are also available on some other social media platforms. Haley, do you want to do your little niche?
Yeah, on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast.
Where we do have plenty of live videos and interesting stuff from, hopefully we'll add the NMIX one soon. Mm-hmm. Because we did go to the NMIX live showcase. Yes, sorry. Go.
Showcase. When was that? Last week?
That was just this past Friday. Was it Friday? Yeah, it was Friday.
Last Friday.
Showcase recap. It's like kind of like their kind of like U.S. tour, mm-hmm, in a way. A little different from aespa's showcase tour when they were here, for sure. Yeah. So we had that going on, and before we start all of that, and if you give us a like, subscribe, and all that stuff. We always tell you, you can hit us up on Instagram in our DMs, mm-hmm, send us a notification, a DM, whatever you want to do. If you want to just make a small talk, usually Haley is the one that answers. Mm-hmm. If you're not lucky, you get stuck with me. And, but this time, we just returned from Japan, right? Mm-hmm. I like bringing it up because I miss it so much.
Right. Still living in that delusion that we're still there.
Like, Japan was crazy. And it felt like, it feels like a dream, like that just happened in past. Like we just woke up and now, mm-hmm, we're here. And with that said, it wasn't just a dream because we did purchase a ton of stuff. And to my fellow onces out there, because Twice has been going crazy. Mm-hmm. Sharon has already showed up in Australia, mm-hmm, for AKA Mina. And actually all of them have been just going crazy already. Like there's been awesome videos and like a lot of cool connections they've had with fellow onces and their tours. And they'll be starting their tour. They should be in Japan and doing stuff already, and then they'll, mm-hmm, they'll be here soon in the U.S. again. And with that said, we are going to do a Twice giveaway because in Japan I bought a couple extra Twice CDs, mm-hmm, and they're the Japan albums. These are going to be the ones that we will be giving away. I, mm-hmm, bought two of them. Mm-hmm. One is Candy Pop. So that one is, what are those?
Lovelies?
I was going to say
jewel cases.
It's a jewel case Candy Pop. And the second one will be a CD slash also. Well, it says it's a DVD also. Mm-hmm. And that one is also Twice, obviously. But that one is of, I can't think of the.
You didn't even write it down here.
Fanfare. Fanfare. So that's one of both of them are their special, like, Japan albums. Mm-hmm. One is a jewel case, Candy Pop. Fanfare is a CD, DVD, apparently. If that's what it says on the case. Mm-hmm. You will be getting that. Wherever it's open to everyone that listens and tunes into this podcast, just bring up Twice. Say this: you're submitting a Twice submission for the for the giveaway.
Tell us who your bias is.
There we go. That's a good idea. So say that. Yeah, say that. Like, DM us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. Tell us who your Twice bias is, who's your wrecker.
And then your favorite Twice song.
Oh, Haley's adding on all this stuff, making you guys work.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to work for it if you want these two Japan albums.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for my fellow ones out there. Open to everyone. So feel free again to just keep trying to apply, even if you're not even in the U.S. Because there's tons of global people that applied for our giveaway for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. For Christmas and Evil.
Someone ended up winning that was actually from the U.S. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's still a chance for you to win if you're not even in the U.S. So check it out if you're a fellow global ones. And if you're in the U.S., still apply. With that said, we should talk about the NMIX showcase recap.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the fellow JYP, like, what is it? Like, Twice is their unis, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Is there, like, a term for reverse?
Dongsaeng, I think.
Sure.
I don't remember.
I will take it. Because NMIX, yeah, so they had their showcase. Here's the recap of it. It was really good. It was way better than I expected.
Mm-hmm. They were really, really good live, actually.
They
Lily's vocals are crazy.
Damn. Okay, all of their vocals, very, very good. Mm-hmm. To hear, especially in person, it was, like, surprising to me because I am very casual, like I guess a super casual. I guess we are answers now, right? We did go to their first showcase here in the U.S. And Lily, damn, that girl can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her voice is very powerful. Like, that's
and
like
obviously
superpower.
Because she's like the English speaker of the group. She was the one that was doing a lot of the talking.
Very reminiscent of went to any of the Stray Kids concerts, Bang Chan talking.
And Felix. But I feel like all the members, they all tried to, like, speak English.
Yes.
I feel like the translator wasn't used that
as
much.
Yeah. I think so, too. Like, you know who was doing pretty well, too? Haewon, which is the leader, their leader, and their mangne, Kyujin.
Yeah.
They're doing a really good job speaking in English. But it's a little different, like, compared to the usual concerts if you're used to going to, like, Twice and Blackpink and all this stuff. Like I said, it's a showcase. So it's like they don't have as many songs. It's kind of shorter than the normal concerts.
It was like an hour and a half.
And they're pretty, yeah, and they're like kind of like, it's like timed. Like, it's like you could tell they're like on like a schedule kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like they can talk only for a little bit of this. They could probably go on over a little bit, like when they're talking, but they have to do their performances and it's kind of more structured. It feels like, I know it's structured the other concerts, but we get a lot of crazy stuff in between.
Right.
Like for the other ones, like especially if you're used to like Twice, BTS, Blackpink and all the big ones, like Stray Kids. But, it wasn't as much talking in between because there wasn't like a host like it was for Aespa.
No.
It was a little different.
The showcase was like a mini concert.
Like a sampler. Yeah, like a mini concert is a good way to put it. It was really good though. So it was nice to actually, I bought a shirt from there, but it was nice to see them live and like have access to tour merch. It's always cool having tour merch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we were also awesome enough to like get, we are awesome, but we're also lucky enough to get VIP, so we do have more to our collection
of our lanyards,
our VIP lanyards. Mm-hmm. Nice to Mix You was the was the name of their showcase. Nice ring to it. I liked all of the members. It, like, they grew on me a lot. I enjoyed how their songs sound live. It sounds way different from listening to it on like on just a speaker on the like wherever you tuning in. Like hearing it live is way different.
Yeah,
no live band. No. Yeah, they're not at that level, but
they will probably when they have
their future
concert, I feel.
Exactly. Oh, and that reminds me, Twice has finally it's surprising they didn't even have it
last year. What the hell?
They've been having a live band, which is what Stray Kids even had last year already.
Yeah.
Sounds so much different and so much better. I feel the live experience is like taken to the next level when you have a live band. Look at BTS. If you went BTS and Stray Kids, you know what I'm talking about. It's just like
Even Blackpink.
A different level. Oh, yeah. Blackpink, for sure. Blackpink's band is really good, too.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it for NMIX. I mean, I really enjoyed it. So, in the future, it sounds like me and Haley might check them out again, depending on... You know, you got to enjoy these small showcases.
I know. They're so short-lived, honestly.
Like, it was at the Wiltern for here in California, in the U.S. or in LA, I guess.
Small venue.
It's so intimate. Yeah. It's so small. And then now, like, what, Twice is at SoFi. It's it's a nightmare if you're a once.
Yeah.
At the same time, you're happy for them. But it's of course, a hate-love relationship. Next, we got some more Gen 4 to talk about. Like I said, New Jeans. I feel like I haven't talked about them in a while. We actually had news for New Jeans last time, but there was
forgot, yeah.
We kind of passed over it because there's just so much, like, if you remember last episode, me and Haley are still trying to get back into like, the flow of things. We're like,
still jet-lagged.
So, Little Mermaid, the Korean dub, Danielle was chosen to voice Ariel.
Yes, isn't that pretty cool? That's really cool.
It's like, she's not just singing it, because I think for Frozen, Taeyeon, the legend herself, she sang the songs, but she didn't actually, like, voice act the songs.
Yeah. So she did Frozen 2. Because Frozen 1 was Hyolyn.
Oh, that's right. So Hyolyn was 1.
She did Let It Go. She only sang it, I think. And then
Into the Taeyeon. Unknown was Taeyeon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they just sang it. They didn't actually voice act, but Danielle is doing both. So that's pretty impressive.
She must be excited.
I feel like her personality, yeah, she must be super excited, like, for this opportunity.
Wait, is she doing Elsa?
What do you mean?
Is she voice acting Elsa?
You mean Ariel?
Elsa's
my favorite character from The Little Mermaid. I forgot.
Oh my god, obviously I'm not. I was thinking about Frozen.
Elsa or Ursula? Which one are you confusing? I don't think she's Ursula.
For some reason, I thought she was doing Frozen because we were talking about Frozen.
So it's just she's ignore not, me. She's not Elsa. She's not.
She's Ariel.
She's
never
not
mind.
Ursula either. She's not Sebastian either, really. She's not Sebastian.
Sorry, she's doing Little Mermaid, not Frozen.
Yes, so she's Ariel. That's cool though. She's voice acting and she's singing. We know she can sing, and I think she can voice act, especially because she did a lot of acting when she was a child. So it works out. But all her acting was like, I remember those cute little clips, like her and her like big ears. She's like a little cute Aussie accent kid. So it'd be interesting hearing all that, and that'd be kind of cool to watch like in the future. So yeah, that's for the live action Little Mermaid movie that's coming up. Also, New Jeans wise, they did it again. This time they broke records, but they're actually like in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Crazy.
Do you know why? It's because they were the fastest K-pop artists to reach 1 billion streams. That's cumulative, you know, all their songs on Spotify.
They don't have that many songs.
In the shortest amount of time. Yeah, exactly. So that kind of also, that says a lot too, don't you think? Like, how many times people have been leaving their like songs on repeat for years, or not years, months, if anything. The highest one that was streamed, 320 million. OMG.
Oh, OMG. Oh,
which is crazy. But I would think Hype Boy is there. Hype Boy should be second, probably. They don't have any more details. I don't have the number, but Ditto, obviously, was the one for me. But yeah, Attention, Hype Boy, Cookie Hurt, OMG, obviously, and Ditto were like the big ones.
Yeah, I don't know if Zero counts. Songs.
Maybe Zero helped a little bit. And I guess you could thank Coca-Cola for that one. Also, previously, what was interesting, though, like the previous record for this was like it's like weird. It's kind of confusing because I saw like different articles. It's Jungkook. So Jungkook-y achieved the 1 billion stream mark. Like, I think it was, I don't think I have it. Oh, 409 days. And then then there was Lisa, who previously also held like the title, 411 days. That's pretty crazy.
Wait, what song for Jungkook? Euphoria?
It has to be Euphoria or something. Or like, I don't know. It just said Jungkook. I was like, I'm like, okay, I wish it had Jungkook details. By himself.
Okay.
Like, not to mention, I mean, we're going to be talking about Jungkook a little bit later for BTS, but he also broke like streaming records for Weverse. He was like the most streamed.
Yeah, he's always on there.
It's fucking Jungkook karaoke.
He lives on fucking Weverse.
Jungkook karaoke. Like, come on. How many episodes? That should be a series in its own at this point. So yeah, that's the man. New Jeans still, like, they're kind of quiet right now.
They are. They're probably planning or preparing for their comeback.
Plus, they're like doing small little concert tours here and there. And yeah, we're just, I hope we get to see them this year. If not,
next
I have a lot of money saved up, and I'm going to be seeing LE SSERAFIM hopefully again this year. So Yeah, because Unforgiven has been stuck in my head a lot, and they've been showing up all over my feed on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
The other group that has been showing a ton up on my Instagram and TikTok, aespa.
With their dance challenges.
They've been very, quote-unquote, spicy, because that new music video, Spicy, came out. And not just the music video, also Studio Choom, because, as we all know, Studio Choom is one of the best and coolest, dance, video collaborators when they do anything for, any artist. Lighting is great, the camera is great, it's amazing.
They make you look really, really good, basically.
They make anyone look good. Mm-hmm. You'll look amazing. And because they finally dropped their album, aespa, it's called My World. I think we talked about it last time, but now the album is finally out.
It's full album?
It's a full album. No, it's not. It's not. It's a mini album still. It's not a full album. It's crazy because they should by now. Mm. I think they've maybe been out almost one. 2 years now. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait, when did they come out? 2020?
I think so.
Has it been it's like three nearly. Years?
Oh, shit.
Almost. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's at that point. It's 2 years already. Mm-hmm. And Le Sserafim just dropped their full album. I've just dropped their full album. You would think aespa would have had a full album.
Probably next.
Maybe next. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. I, you know what? I really kind of wish this kind of almost could have been a full album. Mm-hmm. It was very close. They could have probably marketed it as, and I would have believed it. Because also, every track in this album, they've made their own a video. I consider it a music video.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like
it's their shorter, music... right?
No, than a music video? Okay, a couple of them are shorter, but some of them are the full songs, and it's an actual music video.
Mm-hmm.
But they call it track videos or some other thing.
Oh,
but the only actual music video was Spicy, and I think damn, what's that other one? Is it the salt one? It's all food related items.
Thirsty.
Yeah, there you go. Thirsty is really good. I gotta say, I really like Thirsty. The whole mini album itself is has Spicy sounds like an aespa song,
right?
But it doesn't sound super heavy, how Savage and all that stuff was too crazy. This one is a lighter aespa song, and then man, Thirsty is something on its own.
Right.
They even had a weird music video where they were using the Friends.
It was very inspired by Friends.
It was very inspired. They used the Friends font a lot, even at the end. If you watch it till the end, you pay attention, and you watched Friends, the production crew, or they made up names, characters for themselves, who they were playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of them are references to Friends characters. I saw Joey. I saw Rachel Green, but they're split.
Ross Geller. They use their names, basically.
There was Monica, and there's Bing. I remember seeing Bing somewhere. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you're a Friends fan, you'll enjoy the little Easter eggs from the video. The song itself is really good, and it's actually interesting enough. It's one of the first videos we kind of see them with male actors.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of it's kind of Spicy reminds me of Clueless.
Yeah.
The whole theme and vibe of this concept kind of reminds me of 90s,
uh-huh.
Late 90s, early 2000s. It's similar to a New Jeans concept,
right. Mm-hmm.
Except it's more sexy because that's what aespa does.
Yeah.
But Thirsty is really good too. Yeah, so they're flirting and with guys and everything. So it's really interesting to see. And I know a lot of people are probably punching the air. I understand. Punching the air, and then they're that meme. It's why could it have been me? It wasn't it wasn't me or something like that. And I think I'm enjoying it. I like the mini album. It's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, I'm enjoying blonde Karina. She looks like a real life AI created Barbie doll. She doesn't even look real at this point.
She doesn't. Winter looks different because she doesn't have her bangs and all of the.
That's true too. Still super pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like the way that they're using her hair a lot more now. Because obviously, yeah, it's different too. They gave Giselle bangs.
Mm-hmm.
She looks actually good with the bangs. And then Ning Ning is Ning Ning.
Right. Ning Ning is the same.
She still looks good though. So yeah, it's definitely a good album. Thirsty is definitely my favorite track because it's not super aespa like, but it's aespa. And you know what song that's kind of gone under the radar by them is a more recent song too that didn't come out with this. It was for the Tetris movie. So they made a track for the Tetris movie, which also sampled the OG Tetris song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like da na 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 na.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they actually sampled it. It's called Hold On Tight. The only reason I even knew about it is I saw this one on a billboard when we were driving by somewhere, and like it said Espa, and I saw Tetris. I was like, what the fuck? This was a long time ago, whenever it came out a few months ago. But I was like, when I listened, as soon as I saw that, you'd know damn well I went to Spotify and played it right there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's actually a pretty good song. So good job for Espa. They've been promoting like hell. Like, it's been like a music video every day. And just like
they have to keep up with all the other groups.
Like, yeah, they got it. Like, this is a good time because a lot of the other big groups are kind of dwindling down, like slowing down. So this is a good time to pick up. It's a good strategy, SM. Hopefully they will not have a showcase, but I will actually have like an actual tour, and we get to see them either this or next year.
Because didn't they have a concert already in Korea? Was that a concert?
Yeah, that was. I think we did talk about that a while back. Yeah, they had their full on first concert. So that was super, super exciting for them. And that was pretty recent too. So Gen 4 is looking pretty good. But with that said, you know why? Because Gen 4 is done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
In terms of like any new group that comes out, currently, it's going to be all Gen 5. So
that's nuts.
We're still at the start of Gen 4 for like a lot of, for some of the groups, like it's been a year or more. Like for New Jeans, it hasn't even been a full year. So they were kind of at the tail end of Gen 4. But because Stray Kids, ITZY, they're the beginning. They're like the beginning of Gen 4. You want to talk about it? Because you're the one that kind of like brought up more of some of these details for Gen 5.
Yeah, because like I had seen like an article on Twitter. I think Charissa actually sent it to me, and she's like, what? We're already going into Gen 5?
That's insane. We're
like,
here.
We were like shook because me and her have been in the K-pop like world, I guess, since Gen 2. And I was like, how is it already Gen 5?
That's pretty crazy for you guys. I mean, like, I got in Gen 3, I think. When was, like, do you want to go over the years now? Like, kind of, we can talk about it.
I mean,
I don't know if I came into Gen 3. Like, I think I probably came in, like, at the end, right?
You did.
Like, right at the end.
Yeah, it was right at the end.
Okay, go for it. I know you have some stuff.
Gen 1 was the longest. Like, it seemed like the longest
generation. Never ended.
I don't know a lot of the groups. It includes like H.O.T., the one that people always cover, Candy, the song.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so that's Gen 1. It was 1996 to 2002.
Dang.
That's what I was confused though, because
2002.
Because I think it's like either 1996 to 2002 or 2005, because Generation 2 starts from 2005.
So there was a dead period or something?
Yeah, so like I was confused. I think like, it depends. I don't know what happened.
Every website you go to probably has different.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of subjective, I feel like. But yeah, so that's the general idea. 2002, 2005.
So in general, Gen 1 was very, very long. And then Gen 2 was like Big Bang, Shiny, Infinite.
That blows my mind. Super Shiny Junior is Gen 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then Gen 3 was 2000. So Gen 2 ended 2011, like December. So at the very end of 2011.
I see.
So 2012 to 2017 was Generation 3, which is BTS.
Of course.
But, and then that's kind of when you came in, like at the end.
I did.
Yeah,
I
came like in 2016, like 2017. Because I took him to G-Dragon around like 2017.
That was cool to watch. I'm very blessed that G-Dragon was my first K-pop concert.
Yeah.
It's a good flex I could use.
And then Gen 4 was 2017.
Yeah.
To 2023, or currently.
So I lived. Did it. I went through an actual gen of K-pop. Wow. I did it.
So, like, if you count the years, it's roughly like 5 to 6 years between each generation. So like when I counted, I was like, oh, it makes sense, because 2017 to 2023, that's already like 5-6 years. So I'm like, damn, it is gonna be Gen 5.
Time flew by. Holy
well because
shit.
Three of those years were what, fucking pandemic,
aka
honestly.
The BTS era.
Yeah. Like, yeah, honestly,
they were spreading as much
their
as COVID
own, their own pandemic in the K-pop world. But yeah, so Gen 5, so they said that, like, a Korean media outlet are reporting on groups like Baby Monster, ZB1, Boy Next Door, and Psykers as the beginning of the fifth generation in K-pop. And then, so, like, I was like, who is ZB1? Like, because I wasn't following, because I had asked.
Who is Psykers? Like, who are these people?
The only one that I knew of was Baby Monster.
Yeah, and they're not.
Talked about them before.
And they're not even.
They're not even debuted.
They didn't
yet.
Debut yet. They're not even, like, created. They're still, like, picking the people, so, which they will, we will be hearing soon enough, because I think it's the final auditions or the selection soon. So
I was talking to Teresa. I was like, who's ZB1? Because she's like, because she told me, she's like, oh, I already have a, like, a bias in ZB1. I'm like, who the hell are they?
that's impressive, Teresa.
And then she told me it's because she got invested in the show Boys Planet.
Is this Boys Planet?
Yeah. This
oh my
is the
God,
group.
This is Boys Planet.
Yeah, so I was like, oh.
Full circle. That's insane.
So
that's
their,
pretty cool.
Their name is ZB1, stands for Zero Base One.
When did it finish?
It finished, I think,
it has to be recent, right?
They haven't debuted yet.
Oh, okay.
But they just put the show is finished already.
Wow.
Wild. Yeah, it's a 9-member group made from Mnet's survival show Boys Planet. And I'm sure you've all seen clips of it.
If it's Mnet, that's like Kepler then.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if this is like a full contract or a Kepler contract.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Okay.
So they're set to debut in July this year. And then, because I was asking Teresa, I was like, oh, you have a bias. Like, what is their age range? Because, you know, Gen 5, you're worried.
I don't even want to
no,
know.
No, theirs is fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Their age range, their youngest is only 16, which
that's
is normal.
Surprising, yeah.
Normal, because Taemin was 16. Jungkook was 16 when he started.
What? Isn't Baby Monsters, like, one of them,
13.
Like, 13? Yeah.
Something really young.
Like, thank God Hain from NewJeans had her birthday recently.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of them had their birthdays, but now, like, either way, like, Hain is now 15. Like, she's not.
Right.
She has a long way to go.
So, their age range is actually their oldest is 24 and then their youngest is 16. So, I was like, oh, that's not bad.
24?
Yeah.
That's a huge ass range. What the hell?
So, like, her bias is the one that's 24 because she was like, oh, he's the same age as Lino. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
oh.
He's older than a lot of even like other like Gen 4.
So I was like, okay. I was like, okay, Gen 5. I can still, like, be there because their age is not super baby.
It just depends. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and then so, like, another one is Boy Next Door. So this is actually HYBE's boy group.
Oh, I think we talked about this once.
But they didn't have a name.
But they didn't have a name. Oh shit! This is their. This
but
is
it's
theirs.
HYBE and Zico. Zico is the producer.
Oh, that's
producer.
That's insane, though.
Yeah,
so
I was like, yeah, it's Zico and HYBE's group.
I don't even remember when the hell we talked about it. I feel like we did. That's crazy.
There's actually not much out on them. They've been very, very, like, sus about it, I guess.
Have they actually? They probably haven't debuted yet, right?
No.
Like, it's probably just they've just announced information, basically.
Yeah, so on May 3rd, they just announced the members' names. There's going to be six of them. But that's all that they've put out. And then they're going to debut at the end of May 30th.
Oh, wow.
So soon. But they really haven't put out anything about them. So they're being very secretive and just like,
Gen
surprise.
5. This is Gen 5 already. I just, it's weird because NewJeans.
Yeah.
They
so
just
I
came
don't,
out.
I don't know their ages for Boy Next Door. I think they're the young ones, though, if it's HYBE.
Yeah, if it's HYBE, probably.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, you never know, because when they had Le Sserafim, like, their first girl group,
mm-hmm.
like, because of Sakura, like, the age difference between her and Yunche were, like, also almost similar.
That's true.
Like, it was, like, a 6-year gap or something.
And then, so this one, Psykers. So I have actually heard about them, because I've seen, like, some of their stuff. They've already debuted. They debuted on March 30th.
Oh, okay. So they're the first official debuted Gen 5 group.
Yeah, and Psykers. Then they are with KQ Entertainment, which is the same company as ATEEZ and previously Block B, which is the company Zico
was in. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
And then, so this one has 10 members. Jesus.
Oh, boy.
And their age range is not bad either. It's from 20 to 17.
That's, That's good though, because like I felt whenever we like we always joked and talked about Gen 5, like I was already imagining they're like, gonna be like 12 to 15 or some shit.
Yeah, so
this
like,
is reasonable. 20, so I was like, okay. 20s, we're still good. We're good.
And then so I told like me and Trissa were like joking because we always said that like Stray Kids would be our last group that we could actually like you know stan. But then when she told me their ages, I was like, okay, like maybe we can like get into this Gen 5
might be the last. Yeah. This is our last. This is the, everyone's last ditch opportunity for like our age our age group of friends.
And then Baby Monster, obviously their final selection is this week.
Yes, so man, we're here. Mm-hmm. Gen 5 is actually here. We always joked and talked that it's upon us. It is here.
Yeah, I was like, do I invest in any of these groups?
We'll find out.
We'll find out after they debut, and I can hear them.
I have so many groups I'm invested for Gen 4 already that mm-hmm. like
I know you have too much under your belt already.
I need to. That's why, like, it's really hard. Like, even like I'm trying not to get close like to G Idol, even though G Idol even had like a new music video debut.
Honestly, I know 50/50. Fine to listen to their music, but you don't have to buy everything.
It's hard because I get interested. Like with the, like that's why I'm trying to like space. It's like giving myself space.
It's funny though because like he has like so many girl groups, and then like I listen to a lot of guy groups and girl groups, but the only one that I'll buy merch for now is just Stray Kids because I didn't even buy 17's. I haven't bought any of 17's albums.
You don't.
But I'm still
a
carrot.
It's just we just have the we go to the concerts and we have the light stick.
Yeah, but
I think I'm getting to the point where like I'm trying to do that to myself. It's just I think I'm gonna just buy Twice, Blackpink.
Because like for me, but I don't know. Like for me, like I just feel really excited about Stray Kids, but then for 17 I'm like, I love their music, but do I want to collect their albums and their photo cards? There's so many members, and like for Stray Kids I'm okay with collecting all 8, so like whoever I pull I'm okay with, but then for 17 I'd only want to pull what June and Mingyu, you know. And then what am I gonna do with the rest of the members?
You just you sell it or you trade it.
No, see, that's too much
you
for me. So
you
I've
trade
just...
it cross what is it called? Cross entertainment companies? Like, you trade it for Stray Kids.
Yeah, see, but then, like, the thing is, if I buy one of their albums, that it's going to start. So, like, I've just never bought one of their albums.
That's a good point. Once you start, it can't stop.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, man, I have to buy for their comeback.
But I want to buy IVE's full album. I've never bought anything else from them. I just want the full album because I actually really like it.
Oh, no, actually, their album is really good.
You've listened to them.
Well, I've heard you listening to them, and I've heard their songs.
They're pretty good.
That's
like the one album I kind of do want to get that I haven't gotten. But mm-hmm. Like I have the Le Sserafim one pre-ordered. It's actually finally got shipped, like the Weverse one.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, NewJeans. I think what changed everything for me for NewJeans, I really like them a lot. Like obviously, I've always been raving about them because I love the music.
Fine, their songs are really good.
Yeah, but I mean, the cherry on top that like what made them like a main group for me is like winning.
Yeah,
The video
call, I know.
That I still can't believe I won. Like
that's why,
it still
that's
blows
crazy.
My mind.
Super lucky.
Every time we walked
through, bought 6 albums, right?
Like, well,
a set,
quote unquote, a set. So yeah. One set, which came with like 6.
Yeah.
Because one of each kind.
Exactly.
And every time I get up in the morning or I walk to the bathroom or anywhere through our house, it gets framed right there mm-hmm. in the hallway, and I just stare at it for like a brief like couple seconds, and I take it in.
Honestly,
like they wrote my name because like it was cool enough that they also gave you like a personalized signed album.
Right.
Like that blows my mind still. So yeah, NewJeans, I can't wait till they're finally here. Like
yeah, they need to put out more songs. So hopefully they have a comeback soon so they can have a concert.
To be honest, Zero was good until the chorus hit, and it's like it's a
honestly, I like the chorus because I always sing it.
Oh, because it's catchy. Okay, that's the thing. They're
and
always
I love Coke.
They're always catchy.
Yeah,
but I love the verses and the pre-chorus. Like if you listen to it without hearing the chorus, you would never know that it's just like an advertisement. Basically.
Right, that's true.
Like
until they say
song.
Coca-Cola.
But yeah, I mean, like I Gen 4 is really good, and like I said, I'm invested in a lot of the girl groups, like Haley said. And the thing is, Gen 3 is not done. This Blackpink and Twice are still alive and well. So
BTS as well.
Well, for girls, so like because I pay and I go to the girl groups, you cover the guy groups. So you're lucky enough. It's just technically Stray Kids right now.
Yeah, Stray Kids is the only one I'm probably gonna. Haley is
saving a ton of money.
Yes, I just don't want Stray Kids to come back anytime soon. Because we saw them this year for their encore. I was like, I'm good. Like, I'm set for the rest of the year. Like, just come back next year at the very end.
For reals. Like, you'll have enough money.
Yeah.
And that's, like, plus we have KCON, too.
Yeah, like, depend. I wonder who the groups are going to be. Psychers.
Psychers, ZB1.
Baby Monster.
I'm expecting something interesting. Because I know Japan. I'm always... Japan KCON is so lucky. They get the craziest lineups. Mm-hmm. They have like the Seraphim. Mm-hmm. They have NewJeans. Mm-hmm. It's just, I can't believe it. But then I have a feeling we might get Le Seraphim and we might get IVE.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know possible. Why, but I just feel like it. I know for a fact we can't get NewJeans because they're performing somewhere else around the same time, mm-hmm. which I'm still sad about.
Right.
But IVE and Le Seraphim have no actual things scheduled. We haven't heard anything. I don't even think KCON. LA announces anything till like in a couple month months
before, yeah.
So it's gonna be a little while. Like, I think summertime where we hear stuff. So, fingers crossed. Like, I'm really hoping. And if that's the case, Prestige. I don't know how we will gonna fucking make it happen.
We should apply for the press.
And also press.
I think you have to email them because I was trying to look it up. I was like, how do you even do this? I think you have to reach out to them.
I will. Well, like, because and thanks to all of you listening mm-hmm. to us right now, like, we're already near the point where we have 1,000 listens every episode.
Yeah.
Which just blows my mind. And I should say thank you. But I want to get, when we're actually averaging it, we'll do another giveaway. And maybe close to KCON. Mm-hmm. But we're getting to that point. So it's because of you guys. Even if we do get some kind of special press thing for KCON, it's because of you. So thank you to everyone that still tunes in and that's been checking us out mm-hmm. and having fun chatting and with K-pop stuff and with us. It's all thanks to you. Do you want to talk about...
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of, second gen.
So we just... Yeah, we, like, literally, we're moving from Gen 5. Generations, yeah. Gen 5 to Gen 2. We're jumping down. You do have a lot here, so you want to cover it really quick?
Yeah, so, like...
Well, technically, Gen 3 first. Or Gen 2 first.
Right? Yeah, Gen Taeyang. 2, Taeyang.
We got to start with Taeyang.
Taeyang.
He's actually Gen 5.
Yeah, honestly,
he's a Gen 5 soloist.
I'm so happy for him.
We thought it was Gen 4, but now I think this is Gen 5. Didn't he, like... All his stuff came out this year, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, still Gen.
Taeyang is the Gen 2, Gen 5-er kind of thing.
He's so cute because, like, I feel like he's so, like, excited and happy to be promoting again and doing all these dance challenges with all these younger groups.
He's having a ton of fun, for reals, and all his dance, like, videos.
Yeah, so he actually attended... So 7 is also... He's a solo artist under YG.
One of the OGs,
too. OG as well. He had his wedding recently, and a lot of the YG artists were there. They attended, and it was so cool to see because they all took pictures together. So some of the artists that were there were...
But unfortunately, before you bring it up, I was going to say 7, you told me, was crazy enough. Yeah. He's one of Top's best friends.
Yes.
And he gave Top his stage name.
Yes.
Thank you, 7, because Top from T.O.P. from Big Bang...
Yes.
If 7 did not exist,
it would have been Mark.
His stage name was going to be Mark. That's horrible. That would have been the worst.
That doesn't even sound like a stage name. That sounds like a regular name.
It's just a regular name. So yeah. Top is a thank God for 7. And they're like best friends. But unfortunately, he didn't even make it to his wedding.
No, because I think Top is here in the U.S.
He's doing busy. His
space
he's
training. He's NASA's training.
He's going to be an astronaut. So he's busy with... you know, all those people.
Space project. Space project X.
With Elon Musk. He's very busy.
Yes.
With Elon Musk and Steve Aoki.
But honestly, he's enjoying his time too. I see all his posts. He's very happy.
Yeah. All of them are happy. Yeah. Like, it's been pretty cool. So what else were you saying?
So the artists that attended 7's wedding that I'm familiar with were 21.
Damn.
Yeah.
The OGs. That's the Blackpink before Blackpink.
CL, Dara, and Minzy. Bomb wasn't there, but I mean, at least 3 out of 4. And then for Big Bang, obviously Taeyong was there, GD, and Daesung. And they all took a group picture together.
Daesung.
Yes.
My boy. funniest man.
Speaking of Taeyong, he and his dance challenges, he made 7 do his Shung dance challenge.
He did. And like
during his wedding.
His wedding outfit. It was like, it was funny.
His tux. Yeah,
yeah. They're like in his, in their outfit, like at the wedding.
But honestly, Seven killed it. Like he still got it.
Still got it.
Yeah.
That's pretty
He's
cool.
He's like almost 40, cool. I think.
Damn. Yeah. They look good.
Yeah,
it's like
he
a bunch of,
really
it's like
good.
It's like if a it's like currently like how we are. It's like a bunch of our friends when we get all, like everyone's getting married, mm-hmm, having kids.
Babies,
we're like,
yeah,
in the same gen as these people, we to be are. Honest. So it's kind of cool to see all that happening for them. Like it's like in the K-pop world, mm-hmm, kind of thing.
Speaking of another second gen group that's gonna have a comeback, which I'm really shocked because I thought they were gone.
You and our other friend in our other group chat, mm-hmm, Drilla, she's like, she was super shook.
Yeah, and then same with Charissa because she was into them too. She's like, what? Really? So Infinite was a popular group back in 2010. So this is like their 13th year anniversary this year. And they had hinted that they're possibly having a comeback under their own agency now. So, like, they left Woollim Entertainment, which was the one... I don't even know who else was under it, to be honest. I feel like it was
sounds
just...
Sounds like a small, like, company.
It was a small company, but Infinite was the one that made the name for them. On May 6th, Infinite revealed a new logo along with a message saying coming soon, which excited fans.
Of course. It kind of reminds me of GOT7 when, yeah, GOT7 left and then they started, mm-hmm, coming back because...
Made their own agency.
They had their own agency. Right, right.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Seungyu, the leader of Infinite, actually bought the trademark rights for the name Infinite,
nice,
and their
good
fandom
job,
name Inspirit, so they can still use it even though they left the company.
That's good though, mm-hmm, and at least they were able to buy it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the company probably still owned it, but like let it go, or like I don't know, or sometimes like it, there's a time.
Yeah,
limit
I think so.
They can hold on to something
because there was like other groups too that like. They left the company and then they lost members and they had to change their name.
Mm.
Beast was one of them and they ended up rebranding as Highlight. And I was like, who the hell is Highlight? Because I know them as Beast. But yeah, so all of the members are going to be coming back. So they were a 7-member group. But Hoya, so now they're only 6 because he actually didn't renew his contract in 2017. So he like had left the group earlier.
He's
on.
He's wanting to live his like,
yeah,
the non-K-pop life. Mm-hmm.
And then, so like I know a lot of listeners are probably like newer K-pop fans. I know there's some OG ones out there, but if you haven't heard of Infinite, you should definitely check them out because back in the day, they were actually one of the really popular dance K-pop groups.
Man, they're
for second
good.
Gen.
They're really good.
They are
for
really
Gen
good.
2? Holy
yeah.
Shit.
I mean, Shiny was good too, obviously.
Oh,
but
yeah,
then,
yeah,
you know, they're compared to like Gen 4, where everyone can,
well,
fucking dance.
It's Gen 4, it's like, yeah, you. It's a must.
Yeah.
It's like has to be in your resume. You have to know how to dance and sing. You have to like do everything,
yeah,
for Gen 4 and up now.
I remember when Infinite came out, everyone was like super impressed with their dance. Like they were very in sync. But then, like, I rewatched a lot of their videos just earlier, and I was like, these dance moves are so simple compared to what Gen 4
well, even, like, some Gen 3
oh
stuff.
My
like,
God.
Come on.
That, yeah, that's
like,
true. Because,
like, BTS
and
17 have some crazy-ass shit.
I know,
shit.
I'm like, okay.
So, like, and they're all in sync, too. Especially, you have to, honestly, I always, like, my hat's off to 17. 13
yeah,
members, because that's
already, all in sync.
It's an odd number enough already. Yeah. It's a ton of them, and it's like an odd number, so formations would
right.
be weird already.
They're so good.
But damn, they're so good.
Like super in sync, honestly, for that many members. I don't know how they do it.
I can't wait to watch
them
again.
They have the same
brain. I can't wait, like, when they come here again. I would love to see them again. They're so good live. Like, they're just entertaining, too.
Mm-hmm. They should be announcing something.
Soon. It should be soon, because they're end of this
an
year,
album.
Right?
Yeah. So, oh, that's it for Gen 2.
All right. Well, I guess before we start talking about the two big dogs in the K-pop industry currently, just reminding everyone. So, yeah, we're having a once giveaway to all from Japan, mm-hmm. Japanese albums, mm-hmm. two albums. One is a Candy Pop Jewel Case. The second one is a DVD/CD. Of, again, I forgot.
Fanfare.
Fanfare. There it is. Yeah, Fanfare. Yeah, I didn't forget. And all you have to do to apply, Haley, what do the people have to do?
Send us a message on Instagram and tell us who your Twice bias is, your record.
Sana, Nayeon.
And
yeah.
your favorite song. Do you
yeah,
have a favorite song?
More and More.
There
like,
you go.
Off the top of my
yeah,
head,
yeah,
I know
yeah,
it's More
true.
And More. But I love a lot of their other songs, mm-hmm. to be honest. But more and more,
you can put multiple if you have multiple songs.
There's a lot of different ones. I'd have to really think about it and kind of go through, because I do like a lot of their B sides. Mm-hmm. Like, they have amazing B side tracks.
They do.
Like, it's pretty wild.
But even their more recent stuff. They perform at the concerts.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. I think they started performing, or they sang "Cruel." I was so surprised.
Oh, really?
But yeah, there's like a lot of other, like, yeah, of course they have like a lot of OG stuff mm-hmm. that I love too. But, you know, like, they never perform, but we, at least me and my sister got to see them practice Sweet Talker. Like,
yeah.
You know, and then like, oh, Chillax. Mm-hmm. They did that. Chillax. Not at the concert, but mm-hmm. me and Casey, my sister, saw that too when they were practicing for the encore.
It's like, why were they singing that if they weren't going to sing it?
I think it was on the wheel, maybe.
Yeah, but like, I think it was.
Yeah, so that was, it was beautiful to hear and see and like live. Mm-hmm. But you know, hopefully we can hear more of that, because they actually performed for the first time. They did perform Candy Pop in Australia. So mm-hmm. the first time they performed a Japan song mm-hmm. in or outside of Japan,
right?
So yeah, if you're a fellow once, or if you're just a fellow listener, yeah, if you want to get these cool K-pop albums, and we'll also always throw in a cool couple freebies mm-hmm. as well. Yeah, just do what Haley just said. Mm-hmm. DM us on Instagram, Permission to Stand Podcast. Favorite member, we're biased. You could also tell us your record, favorite song.
Yep.
And you will be entered to win. I do not know when we're gonna do the drawing or like do all that stuff, but let's just say end of the month.
Yeah, end
to
of
be
month.
Safe. Mm-hmm. So end of May. Okay. So BTS. What do we have for BTS? Like, do we actually have any news of them, or news regarding these events going on?
Well, actually, Yoongi is here. His concert is tonight, right? In LA at the Forum.
Right now, as of this recording.
Yeah. It's going on right now.
Obviously, mm-hmm. we are not there. But
yeah, I didn't get tickets. But what I was going to say, I've seen like some crazy news, especially, I don't know if it was like this for all the venues in the US, but
what'd you see?
A lot of people were camping out like a week before.
What?
It was on the news. A week? They were camping. They had their tents set up a week before.
This is the problem with GA.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
You'll have these crazy fans.
Oh, yeah. Like, especially Army.
Army
are freaking nuts.
They will camp.
Yeah.
It's been a week. Oh, my.
There was like
effing God.
So, like, I've just been seeing stories and stuff about that, and then
I'm still blown away.
I think, like, some of the campers, they were there since, like, I think last Wednesday.
Jesus Christ, we were...
There was, like, maybe four tents, and this is where me and my friends were joking. We're like, are you sure it's not homeless people?
Dude, we should have sold them water or some stuff, make money.
I don't know, but then, like, I think today... Then yesterday as well, there was still like the line was like.
Hopefully, I hope they showered. Like, I hope they switched off.
I think
with
they
people.
Switched off.
Okay,
I hope.
I'm gonna smell like shit. Like,
I know. Can you imagine?
And you're GA, so you're stuck next to them, and you're like, what the fuck? Well,
I hope
Yoongi's in
like
front
can
of me.
Someone can switch. Maybe like their family member will come and stand, and then like switch out. But
jeez.
So Christ. I think like I saw someone's story, and then like someone who had camped out got number 29 because they were giving out wristbands.
Oh my, they actually did?
Yeah. Because they wanted barricade. Damn and like people, they were like interviewing people and stuff, and they just said that they wanted to experience camping out for their favorite artist.
Oh, I hope I have fun. I have no words. Like,
but
that's the GA life, I guess.
But then someone else got, I think, a wristband, but it was like 1,300.
Was that like
today?
For GA, or was that like...
This was today when they joined the line. I'm like, holy crap, how many people are in GA standing? That's a lot.
That's it's a like lot over of GA a thousand. Tickets.
She wasn't even at the end either. So like,
isn't Elise going? One of our friends going?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Oh God, no. And she's GA, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why, like,
that's
for the,
why it
the
turned
forum,
me off.
100, like the hundreds in the front is
if
great.
If it's GA, but then that's the thing. Like, I feel like the hundred section God. When his tour went on
it
sale,
sold
it sold
GA.
Out before GA because yeah. we could get GA. I was like, hell no, I am like, not paying $600 for GA to line up. Like, I need seats
and be number 1,300.
By
that's the time
not
we get
worth
there today.
It to me. So like, I just passed on Yoongi's. Like, it sucks, but then at the same time, I'm okay with it. because they're not Stray Kids.
We've seen them live, like, as a group, so that's
fine. Yeah, I mean, it's Yoongi's first tour. I mean, I don't know when he's going to tour again.
Through, we're living through all of you that are sending the reels and, like, exactly. All this cool stuff. It's been all cool. I mean, yeah. We talked about it last week.
Oh, that's true, with Yoongi flipping everyone off and, like...
We just imagine that Haley gets her phone pick because it's an actual Samsung.
There was funny because... Take a shot of Henny. I saw this other... People were making, like, those big signs that you hold up, and someone... had like a drawn out Samsung Galaxy phone as a sign, and then it was like, text me Yoongi, it's a Samsung or something like that. Jesus. I'm like,
he's probably like cracking up and like watching all this shit.
And of course there's a lot of Yoongi marry me, people are dressing up in wedding dresses.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I hope I haven't come across a video or picture yet, but I feel like there should be a guy dressed in a
Yoongi marry
in a,
me.
Yoongi marry me in a wedding dress.
I wish. Amazing. And then he should be front row barricade. But I saw like the setup of Yoongi's stage. It's very interesting.
Oh, it's really
like
cool.
A rectangle in the middle, and then he has like little sections that are higher different. And lower, yeah, and like floor level or like eye level with the audience.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Because we kept seeing like views where like he was like eye level, and I was like, what the heck is he going like on the ground? But then that's his stage.
That's why I remember it was confusing. But
yeah, I was like, is he walking off?
So yeah, no, that's really cool. I mean, like it. I mean, knowing HYBE and how they are, and mm-hmm. you know BTS,
they
like,
probably let him do whatever he wanted, like
yeah,
what he
they
decided.
They gave him the freedom, and he probably figured out like a good layout, and probably like with his team. I'm sure he has mm-hmm. his own team too. So yeah, it looks pretty good. So have fun, whoever else is checking him out. Hopefully mm-hmm. you're not GA, but if you are, hopefully you're not 1,300.
Oh God! But yeah, have fun.
So BTS also like what. It's perfect timing since Yoongi's here in LA. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different things going on. There's a lot of exhibitions and pop-ups going mm-hmm. on for BTS. Mm-hmm. I think two of them to note, they have the LA Proof exhibition.
So when they first released this, I was like, if that's the same one that they had last year.
Oh, God. If it was. Yeah, it was last year.
That's trash.
That was the worst effing experience ever.
Literally, you walk in and it's merch.
That was the worst Proof. Like, that BTS Proof thing was the biggest, like, letdown.
Especially like, after going to the one in Vegas, which was friggin' amazing.
And that one was free, too. So this one, it's $50.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a paid one, too, with the Vegas one, too.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But the free one in
free
Vegas
one
was
way better.
Actually better than the paid one, which is crazy. But they, like, they hope they probably learned from the criticism
mm-hmm.
from the first BTS Proof, like, exhibition.
Yeah.
Here. It's $50, though, so they're charging this time. But it looks a lot better. It looks more similar to the Vegas one. Like
the one that was free.
The free one. With, like, it's more colorful. There's actually stuff, like, more than just one damn room and then the top. Like, it looked like there was a lot of things going on. Like there's like
photo ops.
Photo ops mm-hmm. everywhere, different things going on. So it looks a lot more
like
worth
it. I think they had like a couch from Boy With Love, and then you could take a picture there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and they had like the seats from, what's that song? The recent one? Like they're in the desert?
Yet To Come?
Yeah, Yet To Come.
Wait, no.
Oh, no, it was when they performed also. Was it from Yet To Come?
Yeah, with...
Wait, what's his name from
Bruno Mars? What's
I just imagine his hair. Yeah, I just imagine his hair
his
for
hair.
Some reason.
Yeah,
but yeah, they had like that. There's like a lot of different interesting video ops. Like
yeah.
I think they're strict.
Yeah, they said that you can't take videos and pictures in there unless it's the designated photo area.
So keep that in mind.
So there's not a lot of like. I guess, like, social... Like, there's not a lot of it posted on social media.
Yeah, it's only specific mm-hmm. stuff that you'll be seeing. And it's $50, and there's a lot of reservation spots.
Yeah,
maybe because a lot of people don't want to pay, but mm-hmm. I think that's the main thing. But
yeah,
at the same time...
$50 is steep.
And then, because they also have another free event that's going on. Mm-hmm. Quote-unquote, it's the BTS pop-up space of BTS in LA.
Yeah. It's on Melrose.
And it's till June 30th. The first one that's $50 till June 11th.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, which is a pop-up store, so
mm-hmm.
it's free,
mm-hmm.
but you're going
to
want to buy stuff. It's reservations too. It's till June 30th and it's to buy stuff. It's like it's literally just a pop-up store.
Yeah, it has like all their merch from like TinyTan, BT21, BTS, like from all the different eras.
It's not BT21. It's like just
not
BTS stuff, right?
Sorry, TinyTan.
No, you said that. I'm just no. I
oh yeah, yeah. Sorry, it's not BT21.
I wanted
it's
to just
BTS,
clarify.
BTS, and TinyTan, and just like all their different eras.
So don't go there thinking you're gonna get like Jimmy. Or
no, because at least we have a Line store for that.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So after that, you just head down to Hollywood to
mm-hmm.
the Line store
exactly
for BT21 stuff. So Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Oh, one more thing. Jungkook, Mr. Jungkook himself, who has the same haircut still as that guy from Singles Inferno.
Oh, it looks better now.
It looks better, but it still
tied it like a half pony. I was so, like, thank God.
But he was seen at Calvin, because thank God for that Calvin Klein collab.
Yeah, he was probably invited.
No. I'm sure he was invited, but he showed up. And it was for Jenny's event. Mm-hmm. Jenny, because obviously we know how Jenny is with Calvin Klein. She had her own pop-up event for the launch of, like, I think a new collection by her, like the capsule collection. Mm-hmm. So Jungkook was there. Like the video I saw was like random. It's like someone took it like, and like just caught him there. Like I didn't see actual like footage of him there.
Yeah. Speaking of Singles Inferno too, that girl was
she was there too.
Yeah, Sejong.
Sejong.
Yeah, and she got the same. Girl. She got the same outfit that Jenny was wearing for the Calvin Klein ad. But yeah, she was there.
I still think she's like one of the prettiest ones. Yeah, from from Singles Inferno 2.
Yeah.
Which actually I liked a lot better than Singles Inferno 1. Mm-hmm. Like the people and everything. Yeah. The best romance from Singles Inferno 2 is actually a bromance.
Yeah, the one that looks like...
It's from, like, the two guys that came in later, too. Yeah. Because they're, like, best friends and traveling everywhere.
They're always together and posting. I was like, damn, they're the only ones in a relationship, I guess.
For reals. It feels like it. It's called... That's a real bromance. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Sejong was there. You're right. I did see her, like, post. Mm-hmm. And when I see her, I think she's really, like... She looks hot.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know what the hell people were doing.
Was she never chosen?
She was never chosen to go to paradise.
How dare you all?
Fuck those people, man. What the hell? I would have chosen her
every day that they let me.
It's so weird.
And she's not, it's not like she's crazy or bad. No, she's a cool person.
I feel like it's because she was tanned or in like darker skin. Just saying that. Because like all the other ones were like typical. They look like light typical skin. Light-skinned Korean. Yeah.
Like I like Seulgi too. But then if everyone, I knew. Because like the guys would talk to each other all the time. Mm-hmm. Everyone was going after Seulgi. I'm like, all right. I like Sejong. I'm going to have him.
Oh, I don't Sejong's all mine. Sejong too. I don't freaking want Seulgi. Seulgi is boring as fuck.
So yeah. Jeez. Spoilers, anyway. I guess. But check out Singles Inferno 2 if you haven't, because it's on Netflix and it's pretty fun to watch. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those, it's like a Korean trash show.
Yeah.
But it's like still fun and funny.
They're all really good looking. So
basically.
Yeah.
Like any like trash show. If you're more into Asians and Koreans right now, especially if you're like K-pop, this is definitely the show for you. Because I know you watched like Singles Inferno, like, not Singles Inferno.
Love is Blind.
Yeah. Like the American one and stuff. And when I see these people.
There's the Japanese version.
There's also the Japanese
one.
They're
okay like, too.
They're all right looking. Yeah. I think I'm more attracted to like the style and the people in
Singles Inferno, though, they definitely pick it. You have to look good.
Of course.
Yeah.
But it's the same with the other shows, but it's probably like...
Oh my God, okay.
Maybe not. They're not doing their best, but Singles Inferno does a good job.
Yeah.
Okay, so check that out. And I think we could talk about Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. Is it time?
It is time.
It is that time.
So I'll start with the...
You have a little time left.
I do. So I'll start with some kind of sad news.
Sad.
For Seungmin. I don't know if you heard that he was supposed to do the first pitch for the Lotte Giants baseball.
Okay.
It got canceled. He was so excited about
probably,
it.
Knowing him, he probably practiced.
Yeah. He was. Like, he was so excited to, like, do the first pitch. And then, like, it rained that day. So the whole game was canceled. And then Hyunjin and Ayan went with him. They even had, like, their little baseball jerseys with their name on it. And they were ready.
It's going to be postponed, usually, when it comes to sporting events. So it's not done.
Like, I know.
It's just postponed.
Hopefully, like, with their schedule and stuff, he's able to still do it.
You have to consider their schedule, too. Shit.
So that's why. He was bummed. Sorry, but then... I was just like, So that was kind of sad.
Sorry.
I know. And then Hyunjin will also be on the cover for Esquire Korea June issue. He looks really good, but then I'm trying to work out when they filmed it because his hair is long and black.
Oh.
So I'm like, how long ago did they film this for him?
It's weird because like, I feel like sometimes they hold it out for a while, right? Like it's been a while probably.
But it's releasing for next month. So they did like a little clip for him.
Will you be getting it? Or just looking at it?
Just looking at it.
We have no room, that's why.
Yeah, we're slowly and trying it's to like, make yeah, I already bought shit. Like Hyunlix's like Cosmo.
Yeah, that's
one.
A good one.
I really
too.
Like that so, one. Yeah. So. But speaking of Cosmo, so Stray Kids actually dropped concept pictures for their 5-star album. Their theme
finally.
Is with tigers. There's like a lot
of
tiger print, tiger plushies, like those huge tiger like plushes that you always see, like
it's like Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, it reminded me of like Tiger King.
Oh, Tiger King. Oh yeah, they're the new Tiger Kings.
Yeah, so like that was their style. But then it's interesting because their stylist is actually the same people that style XG, the girl group.
Ooh, the girl group.
And they actually styled Hyunlix for their Cosmo magazine. I really like the way they styled them, though.
Well, probably why they hired them again.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, maybe XG collab.
XG is another group that like it's hard for me to get into.
I listen to them. They only have 4 songs.
But it's like, I don't want to get into them.
You can listen to their music, but you don't have to like get into them.
It's hard. I have to stop myself.
So anyway.
Especially because I think I get more into them when I start watching their reality shows.
Right.
And all the different like, I don't know. That's what happened with the Seraphim. Because I watched the Into the Lennyverse.
Yeah.
Shit.
Anyway, I listened to their album because I was like, man, their songs are really good. But there's only 4 songs, so.
They're the group that, like, their music was good, but it's like, aren't they the...
Yeah, they're all Japanese.
Right, exactly.
All their songs are in English.
Yes.
But they're only promoting in Korea.
Exactly.
As a K-pop group. So I'm confused, but, you know.
It's a very confusing concept, but it's at least.
Well. Yeah, they've been blowing up, too, with their songs going viral. Anyway, for Stray Kids, they also released a teaser trailer for track 1 of their album called DLC. It stands for Dance Like Crazy.
Not download content.
No.
Okay.
And it's a very, very upbeat song. It was like maybe like 30 seconds of the song. It sounds really good already, obviously.
Chani hard at work.
I know. The setting of the music video teaser, it reflects something, because like I had watched this movie. It's Billy Elliot. And the only reason why I had watched that movie is because it's about ballet, and I used to dance ballet before.
Right,
makes sense. Like, their music video, it was reflecting that because, like, the members were seen in, like, a boxing ring, and then you'd also see ballet dances. And people were confused, but then, obviously, people that had seen this movie, they're like, oh, it's trailing back to this story. So, basically, the story is of a boy who... His dad made him become a boxer, and then he passed by like a dance studio, and then he started dancing ballet, and he wanted to be a ballet dancer instead of a boxer.
Oh,
so I don't know if their whole music video, when they release it, will actually like tell the story of that. We'll see.
That's a cool concept.
I know it is
to actually use.
Yeah,
like, that's pretty crazy. Actually, that'd be pretty fun.
So like, they're actually, what's the date today? Oh, so in 2 days from now, they're dropping another, I think, video for their next
track. Oh, another, like, trailer for the next track. Yeah. I like when they do these kind of things. It's really cool.
It's up until, like, they release their album.
See, that's what aespa just did.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I like how they, like, a lot of K-pop.
So they're, like, they're relevant teasing for the whole month, basically, until they drop their
genius
album.
It's genius. It makes sense. It's a really good strategy to keep, like, the fans engaged and to keep, like, pouring out content.
It's like I wake up, I'm like, oh my god, like they dropped music.
Just being fed every day. Exactly. Fed well.
So yeah, okay, that's it.
All right, well, good job, Haley. Thank you everyone for joining us. Again, you could check us out on
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
We have a lot of cool live videos. If you just even scroll back through some of our stuff on TikTok, and because the quality is way better than Instagram, which shits on the quality of video sometimes when you post it.
Right.
But also, do you want to tell them one more time about this little giveaway we're having?
Yeah, so reach out to us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and tell us for the Twice Japan album giveaway. Your favorite member is, Bias and Wrecker of Twice, and then your favorite song or songs.
Yeah, and with that said, we'll be pulling a name from a random generator.
Yes.
Quote unquote, our hat, right?
Yeah, the computer.
That'll be at the end of the month sometime. We'll talk more about it when that gets closer, since we're still at the beginning of May-ish. Mm-hmm. And give us a like, follow, subscribe, notification bell. Give us a rating if you can, if you're willing to give us a minute of your time. If you're enjoying this, 5 stars is always good and it always helps. Mm-hmm. But with that said, thank you for tuning in and for joining us. As always, until the next episode with another hefty dose of more K-pop comes around. Everyone take care. Be well, stay safe, and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.